Hey, Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Remember the day I said this? You are the nuttiest, the stupidest, the phoniest fruitcake I ever met.
And you, Sam Malone, are the most arrogant, self-centered...
Shut up! Shut your fat mouth.
Make me.
Make you? Wait, John, I'm gonna bounce you off every wall in this office!
Try it and you'll be walking funny tomorrow. Or should I say funnier?
You know, I always wanted to pop you one. Maybe this is my lucky day, huh?
You disgust me. I hate you.
Are you as turned on as I am?
More.
Sure got quiet now all of a sudden.
You don't think he killed her?
Nah, even in death she wouldn't be that quiet.
What do you think they're doing in there if they're not fighting?
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know. People are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your
name. Nice, so for once we're not fighting.
Oh yes.
Let's go someplace where we can feel free to express what we're feeling right now.
Great. How about the couch?
The couch.
Well, who said we always had to be serious?
Oh, will you stop joking?
Well,
I want to go someplace intimate, someplace romantic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Romantic. Yeah. My apartment?
Your apartment?
There I go again, huh?
No, I think that's a good idea.
Well, that's why I said it.
Yeah. Yes, your apartment. The place you spend half your life and I've never even seen it. That seems so right.
Well, I think you're going to like it. I'll give you my famous guided tour, starting in the bedroom, and ending in heaven.
Come on. Oh, Sam.
What?
I've changed my mind. No, I mean about your apartment. I'm sorry. I know you're going to think I'm overly sensitive, but Sam, you've been with a lot of women.
No, I have not. There have not been that many women. That gets exaggerated here in the bar. There haven't been that many, really.
How many have there been?
Well, I don't know. Maybe 400. honeys. Four honeys. But maybe that's more than my share, but that's all behind me now.
Well, see, that's what I mean. I want to be special. I want to go someplace where you've never been with any other woman.
Well, all right, okay. That's easy enough. Like where?
How about a hotel?
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's a good idea.
But one you've never been with anyone else.
Well, all right. That's easy.
Okay, hotels. Hey, there we go. No. No? No? Well, I'll be darned.
Forget it.
Hey, come on. We're being silly here. Why don't we go to your place, huh?
Well, I guess that could be all right.
Oh, great, great.
Oh, wait. Sam, it's so filthy.
Oh, no, it doesn't have to be. Not if we care about each other.
No, I mean my apartment. No, I haven't straightened it up for days.
I don't care about that kind of thing. It doesn't matter. As long as we're together, it doesn't matter where we are.
Oh, Sam, it's beautiful.
We're not talking pigsty, are we?
No, of course not.
All right, then. All right. Come on.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
She better be great.
I know that you must be curious about what Sam and I were talking about. We want to be totally honest with you. It is said that fools rush in where wise men fear to tread, but the heart has a wisdom of its own, and Sam and I have decided to traverse the fall line of our aloneness.
What's she talking about, Sammy?
I don't know. Does this have anything to do with what we were talking about in there?
Of course.
Di and I decided we're going to start messing around.
Great.
So, we'll see y'all later, huh?
There you go.
Wait. I feel damned by faint praise. What's wrong?
What do you mean, what's wrong?
Well, nothing's wrong.
No.
We don't seem very happy about our announcement.
Diana, it's just kind of, sudden.
Sudden. It's just happening kind of fast.
Yeah, we wish you all the luck in the world.
Yeah. It won't be enough.
Oh, no. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that Sam and I have different backgrounds, ambitions, dreams. Well, let me tell you. We have one thing very much in common.
I got it. They were both born brunette.
No. We have a willingness to be vulnerable to one another.
I think I see a trip to ye old leash and leather shop coming.
I am sorry that you're all so cynical that you can't accept Sam and me. Well, it doesn't bother us. We believe in us, right, Sam?
Yeah, you bet. It's going to be great. We're going to have a lot of fun. I may have to work a little harder on this one, but it's going to be worth it.
Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome.
Now, if you will excuse us, we are going to go out and begin our lives together. There's more to heaven and earth than is dreamt of in your beer mugs. Don't you mean you're going to have to work a little harder on this?
I just said it off the top of my head. I didn't mean anything.
Well, I think they might have misunderstood.
No, I'm sure they understood exactly.
Thanks for picking the flowers for me in the park, Sam.
Well, thank you for paying the fine.
We make a good team, huh? So, what do you think of my place?
Very nice. Is this the bedroom?
Nice? I want you to know that I'm putting a lot of energy into the decorating of this place.
Well, it shows. Where's the light?
Oh, it's over by the bed.
Oh, I think I just stepped on your cat. Oh, my God, I think I just killed it. No, my mistake. I just stepped on your giraffe.
Oh, Mr. Jammers.
This place is lousy with stuffed animals.
They're not stuffed animals. They're my friends. Let me introduce you. Now, Mr. Jammers, you've met. And over here we have Freddy Frogbottom.
You named all these silly things?
Don't call them silly. Mr. Buzzer will sting you.
Mr. Buzzer? Don't tell me. Let me guess. That must be the bee, right?
B.
Boy, this is definitely weird, Diane.
That is exactly what's wrong with you.
What's wrong with me?
Yes. Well, I should have known you wouldn't have any imagination about this. No sense of whimsy. You're so earthbound, so uninspired.
I can't believe you're making such a big deal out of this.
Sam Malone, those animals happen to be a part of me. Now, why can't you just indulge that without... What are you doing?
I'm taking my pants off.
Why?
Well, not to give Mr. Buzzer a target.
We're arguing. We're having a fight. How can you take your pants off when we're having a fight?
It's not going to last all night. I don't want to be overdressed when it ends.
Get out there. Get out of my apartment.
You want me to leave?
I demand that you leave.
Well, let me just tell you a little rule I have. Mr. Malone takes his pants off. He doesn't put them back on again until he finishes business.
Bet me.
Diane, would you please... Would you give me a break and let me put my...
You are despicable. I never want to look at your fat, ugly face again. Get out.
Come on, I'm losing the mood here, Diane.
Lose a lot more than that.
What? Wait a second. You want to know the truth? It wasn't four women. It was 400 women. Easy.
They'd have to be.
Damn.
You know what I was just thinking? Most of the guys I broke into the majors with, they're all gone now.
You mean, gone to the great beyond, Coach?
Nah, Alan, dead. I can't understand it. You know, you wonder, you're born, you grow up, you die. Is that the end? Is that it?
Well, there's various theories about an afterlife, Coach. Millions believe in reincarnation.
You mean like when you come back as a chicken?
Well, not necessarily as a chicken, Coach. The Hindus believe that what you come back as depends on your behavior in this life. You know, if you led a good life, you come back in an elevated state.
Like Colorado.
No, Coach. More like a king or a prince. Conversely, if you've not led a good life, you come back in a more lowly condition.
Last time out, I must have made a real ass out of myself.
I figure if you're dead, you're dead, and that's what it should be. This idea of living forever doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah, I can see why, Paul.
Oh, hey, Sam. Sammy, what do you think about death, huh?
Too good for. I don't want to talk to anyone.
I mean that.
I knew it.
Yeah, we told him so, huh?
Had to happen. Well, they wouldn't listen to us.
Forget it. When you know him, there's something wrong with Sam and Diane.
Oh, Coach, we're talking about Sam and Diane.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's better.
None of our business.
I think we ought to do something about it. We didn't exactly give them our blessings when they left here. All right, you get right down to it. Everybody deserves a chance.
Yeah,
right.
Fellas, I think we owe Sam an apology.
I'm going to have a little chat with Sam.
Oh, he made it clear that he doesn't want to be disturbed.
He didn't mean me. Sammy and I are pals. We're tight.
Sure.
Sammy! Norm.
Get the hell out of here.
You bet, buddy.
That was inspiring.
I'm sorry.
No, we're sorry. No, we're all just a little sorry about what we said about you and Diane.
No,
worse a match than anybody else. Any two people are going to be a long shot.
You're right, Sammy. You know, long shots come in sometime, and maybe this one will.
No. You guys were right. Must have lost my mind there for a minute.
Tell you, though, the old Sam Malone is back, boys. Ready for action. You know what? I'm going to grab the first woman that comes by, and I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah, Carla, what is it?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah, I tell you, it feels good to be finally, rid of her. Ha! Coach, let me have a soda here.
Yeah. I tell you, things are going to be a lot more the way they used to be around here than they ever were.
Glad to hear you say that, Sam. You're going to be the better man for it.
Yeah,
hey, Coach, you're not buying this, are you?
Buying it? Carla, I'm not even following you.
Hey, Carla, I mean it.
Oh, yeah. I believe you, Sammy, I do. But, you know, I could tell you how to get Diane back. Tell you what, if you're interested, I'll be down at the end of the bar here.
Well, it's gotta be good for a laugh, huh? How?
Women have always come pretty easy to you, Sammy. Now, you have finally got yourself a toughie. Let me tell you how to handle her. Now, I don't care what we women say when we get dressed up and go on a Phil Donahue show. Every woman wants to be controlled. Even your Miss Egghead there. Women like power, Sammy. Raw, naked power. The reason I stayed with Nick so long was because he had power. Sure, he was a gentleman sometimes. Like, he would take me out to a romantic dinner at a fancy restaurant. They'd call our number, and he'd go get it. But once we got behind that bedroom door, Sammy, he called the shots.
She's right, Sam. You know, one time I had to get tough with Vera. Really lay down the law. Next night I came home, she was waiting for me wearing nothing but a saran wrap bikini. I haven't been able to look at a sandwich since.
No, you're right. I mean, I have let her have her way every step in this relationship.
She is. She's leading me around by the nose. I tell you, she's not going to do it anymore. She has picked the wrong guy to have a power play with. I'll tell you that right now. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over there and I'm going to tell our little Miss Chambers that there's a time to put up and there's a time to shut up.
Yeah!
And this is a time for her to put up and shut up.
Yeah. She'll have him for breakfast.
Check out. Oh, he's dead in the water.
So tell me, where did you get a tan like that? Were you in the sun or something?
My tan? What are you talking about? Look at your tan.
I love the sun. You know, I couldn't live where there wasn't any sun.
Oh, I know. I don't know how prisoners stand it.
Diane, open up.
Go away, Sam. I'm meditating.
Now open the door, Diane. I have something I want to say.
Oh, Sam, how much more evidence do you need that we were not made in heaven? We turn into idiots in each other's company. The difference in your case is barely perceptible. But it's starting to bother me.
Diane, open the door. It's the last time I'm going to tell you.
Well, who the hell do you think you are?
I'm Sam Malone, and that was your last warning.
What are you doing? Sam, stop it. Well, now you've done it.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you broke my door. You're going to pay for that, Ape.
Ape? Oh, I like that. Yeah, I like that. Ape, you know, you were going to pay for a lot of things.
Now, get in that bedroom, woman.
Okay. Sam, would you give me a minute to slip into something flimsy?
Yeah, sure. Diane?
Yes?
You talking to somebody in there?
Oh, I'm on the phone, Sam. Just a second.
You're making a telephone call? Who did you call? Oh.
I was calling the police. Would you like some coffee while we wait?
You were calling the
police? Why?
If you're going to act like a marauding Hun, you have to expect to be treated like one. You take cream, right?
Yeah, but no. Whoa. Wait a minute. Are you serious? You call the cops on me?
Oh, yes, I'm completely serious. I've got fresh ground, but I think it might take a little time. They said they'd be right over.
No, look, hey, come on, wait a second. I mean, I'm not doing anything here.
Sam, you broke into my apartment. I have the evidence.
You know, you're a loon. That's what you are. I'm getting the hell out of here.
Oh, you have to run, huh? Well, I'll just call the police and give them your address.
You make me so mad sometimes. I'd like to take your face and just...
Excuse me. Be very careful what you say. It could be used against you in a court of law. So, what's the final verdict on the coffee?
What are you doing to me, Diane? I'm losing my mind here. I mean, the first time I saw you, I said to myself, now that could be the woman who's going to make me happy for the rest of my life. Now I'd be happy just to stay out of jail. You make me sorry I was ever born. Oh, God.
Sam, I know how you feel.
Don't let him take me away, huh?
Sam, I think the important thing here is that we've both learned something tonight. You've learned that violence and hostility have no place in a romantic relationship.
No, no place at all. No place at all.
And I've discovered something, too.
What?
I like the lift part. I like it a lot.
Yeah, you've made my life a living hell.
I didn't want you to think I was easy.
Let me just kick these things off the bed here.
Why don't you put them in the other room?
Oh, come on.
I'll be less inhibited if they're in the other room.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Okay, now be very careful because some of them are old and sensitive.
Don't you think maybe you ought to call the cops off?
Oh, silly Sam, I never called the police. Sam, will you make sure that Gary Gorilla and Mr. Jammers aren't next to each other? They don't get along.
Not to worry. They're a mile apart.